This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Destinations. In the meantime, getting to high-risk destinations could be dangerous for your health because there's more incidents on airplanes than ever when it comes to assaults. Now it seems as though the flight attendants are become punching bags for too many of the passengers. Seriously, it is crazy and out of control. Hey, everybody. I hope your day was not out of control. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for joining us. Whether it's your first time or you've been here many, many times over, thanks for joining us. So on the day, there's a lot happening when it comes to decisions that affect lives, like Kyle Rittenhouse. This is something that is definitely trending across the U.S., but not just in the U.S. There is some global fascination with what happened here. Kyle Rittenhouse is the 18-year-old who was 17 at the time last year when he took an AR-15-style weapon and killed two people and then injured a third. So his defense attorney, Mark Richards, in his closing argument said Rittenhouse didn't act recklessly when he fatally shot Joe Rosenbaum, who Richards argued had threatened him, chased him, thrown a plastic bag at him, and lunged for his gun. He says his client feared for his life. He feared because of his prior threats and statements and violent acts that had been witnessed. So does that hold up with the jury or not? It was those dual closing arguments that are a huge part of what goes on in a trial, and they took up almost all of Monday. It came at the end of a two-week trial that was definitely emotional, and especially from Rittenhouse himself, who said he acted in self-defense, and a crowd of people then pursued the teen, and Rittenhouse said that he shot in self-defense at a man who tried to kick him, fatally shooting the other victim, Anthony Huber, who had hit him with a skateboard, and then the third, who was armed with a pistol, was just wounded. So ultimately, there's, I think, so much to take from this case, and I'm fascinated by this group of 18 jurors that will be narrowed to 12, because you know they do that, right? And then they start to deliberate the case, and the judge is all over the place in this case, too, Bruce Schroeder. I know there's people listening to us in Wisconsin, and so many of you have popped in some emails to me lately about this, and you say that this is what I call the virtual water cooler. This is what everybody's talking about in Wisconsin, but it's not just Wisconsin. So there were a set of legal instructions that were read to the jury, and then they were informed that they're going to be allowed to consider lesser charges, including offenses for two of the five counts. So lesser offenses. So the trial had a dozen videos, because this is the world we live in, and there were a ton of videos, different angles that were shot from different cell phones, etc., from that night, August 25, 2020, showing what happened before, during, and after the shootings. Most of the facts of what happened that night are not up for debate, I don't think. Really, the heart of this trial is the analysis of Kyle Rittenhouse's actions and whether they can be considered reasonable or not. Reasonable or not. The prosecutor says the case is about life over property. And in his closing argument, he held the gun almost like he was going to shoot at the jury and gave his closing argument and said, I think we can all agree that we should not have 17-year-olds running around our streets with AR-15s, because this is exactly what happens. He pointed out that Rittenhouse traveled across state lines, violated a curfew, and was not protecting his family or property. And he also spent the night lying about being an EMT. That was a heavy part of his closing argument. So ultimately, what does this jury decide? Like I said, it'll be fascinating to watch as this comes down the pike what happens, because I think maybe by the end of the week there will be some sort of a decision in this. Perhaps not, but if you look at the timeline, it kind of makes sense to me as they go through the evidence that it could, there could be a decision reached maybe right before the weekend. All right, the decision on whether to go somewhere or not, it just comes down to this. The list gets bigger and bigger and bigger. There are certainly pockets of COVID-19 cases that are starting to explode in different places. So now popped on that list, the Czech Republic, Hungary also on the list, Iceland also put on the list. And you could look at Iceland and say, well, would a lot of Americans been going to Iceland? And the answer is Northern Lights. Because of the pandemic and that push to go to places that you can see some incredible bucket list things, you'd be surprised how many people would put Iceland on their list. And then other level fours, right? So level four is the highest risk category. The U.S. Virgin Islands, Singapore is on the list, Netherlands, Belgium also on that list. And then there are level twos, where, okay, maybe it's a little bit safer. And maybe there's some surprising countries on that list, like India with a huge population, but they're right now in a place where India's moved to level one is pretty big because it was riddled with COVID-19 this past spring, that country was, but things have flipped around in a different direction. So India is actually now on a level one. And what does that mean? Fewer than 50 new cases per 100,000 people logged over the past 28 days. So there you have it. Places that might have been on your list that it might be safer not to hit them right now. All right, as we weave in and out of different, I think, conversations that you and I might have had during the day, because like I say, it's what's happening in my backyard and what's happening in your backyard, besides COVID and Kyle Rittenhouse and some other things that are happening on the Hill. The other thing that just makes you kind of gasp, and immediately the hubs to me said, did you know that there was a 10th person that died at Astroworld? Oh, that 9-year-old boy. And that's the kind of conversation we had very, very early. And so, yes, we talked about it in our last show. It's a terrible thing. And the white hot spotlight, so to speak, the glare, is on Travis Scott, a little bit on Drake, but just on the organizers and the security and everything that happened. Medical staff at Astroworld responded to 11 cardiac arrests, 11 at the same time. And the lawsuits continue to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Hey, coming up this hour, we're going to hit the mailbag and also an incredible mic drop. I'm not one for TikTok, but I certainly was today. I definitely partook. Hang with us.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Day products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Day. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hey, it's Kate Delaney. We have breaking news from Facebook's founder and CEO, Mark Zuckerberg. Listen to what Mark has to say.
It is time for us to adopt a new company brand to encompass everything that we do. To reflect who we are and what we hope to build, I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta. Our mission remains the same, still about bringing people together. Our apps and their brands, they're not changing either. And we are still the company that designs technology around people.
Meta builds technologies that help people find communities, connect, and grow businesses. Remember when Facebook launched in 2004, it changed the way people connect. Apps were created like Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Now Meta is moving beyond 2D screens toward immersive experiences like augmented and virtual reality to help build the next evolution in social technology. To unlock more opportunities, go to meta.com. All right, we're in the mail room. Ugh, lots of virtual mail flying around all over the place. Let's pick this one out of the air. Boom, Thomas, KVOI, listening to us in Arizona. And he asked my opinion on Congressman Paul Gosar and what happened there. Well, I got a text when that was going on. The House censured the congressman, ejecting him from a bunch of committees over this video depiction of AOC. So what it was, for what it's worth, what the deal was here is that he tweeted an anime video that depicted him killing Congresswoman AOC and swinging swords at President Biden. So once that got out there and then there was the conversation, it was a 223 to 207 vote with one member voting present. So it's the first time in more than a decade that the House has censured one of its members. So this resolution removes Gosar from his assignments on the House Oversight and Natural Resources Committees. And, I mean, here's the problem. As a member of Congress, whether you can't stand AOC, in his case, makes sense, right? But the violent depiction, especially if you know anything about animes, and that really picked up steam on Twitter, it's like the joke you're not going to get away with. It's not, that's like a cartoon that's too violent that's not going to get slid under the rug. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy pledged to strip several Democrats of their committee assignments if Republicans succeeded in taking control of the House next year, though. He didn't fight back on that, right? Few Republicans directed any kind of criticism at Gosar, but they know, oh, yeah, this is, you know, you post a video of you plunging a sword into the back of a colleague's neck. This is not going to go well. But Kevin McCarthy constantly lets the Democrats know, yeah, look out, look out. Look out. I mean, so Gosar stood in the well of the House chamber as Nancy Pelosi read aloud the censure resolution and the verbal rebuke, if you will, of him. So you had Liz Cheney, for example, who was part, you know, again, Republicans, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, who joined Democrats in backing the measure. You had Congressman David Joyce, a Republican from Ohio who voted present, who cited his membership on the House Ethics Committee and the possibility that Gosar's posting could come before the, you know, the panel. In the remarks on the House floor ahead of the vote, so thanks for asking that question, Thomas. In the remarks on the House floor ahead of the vote, he rebuffed calls to apologize. Instead, he said it was a false narrative that the, you know, that the video was dangerous or threatening. He said it was not, that he was comparing himself to one of the country's founders, Alexander Hamilton, the first person attempted to be censured by this House, and insisted that the video was a symbolic rebuke of Biden's immigration policy. So there you have it. In Hamilton's case, he was accused of something different, not an anime, of course, at the time. It was mishandling some government loans, and the censure vote against him failed. So this one went through, and we'll see how the Republicans, again, keep score on this. I think McCarthy is already keeping score, regardless of what happened here, right? And this was like a 90-second clip, by the way. That people saw the 90-second clip. So, Thomas, here's what I think. You know, you in the times that we live in, and then you do something like that with a colleague on the floor. Again, you can completely dislike them and what they stand for, but there's that line, and so having that, especially in the Twittersphere, go out, and so many people seeing it, you knew it was a matter of, I think, time before something was going to happen. I'm surprised in a way at the censure. I didn't think that would happen, but I knew there would be some way, and this way they strip them from the committees. All right, quickly, let's move on to another one. This one from Marcus. Hey, thumbs up on the John Deere deal. Kate, I know you've been keeping an eye on it. I have several family members who feed the fams on what they've done for John Deere, and they were really getting the screws put to them. I don't know how to say it. They love their jobs, but boy, they were pinching pennies all over the place, and they were expecting blood. So in this case, I think it was so smart to not accept those contracts and the offers and wait and hold out and ultimately get what they wanted. And in the end, Deere is stronger and so much better for that anyway, keeping the best of the best because they have so many long-time dedicated employees. They might not have liked how the collective bargaining agreement went, but for once I think it went in the right direction. And I don't work for Deere. Like I said, a couple family members do, so I'm on top of what happened there. Well, power to the people, right? It's like what I said. Now, employees hold a lot of the cards. And in this case, when you have that many people that go off the job and you need those people, how are you replacing them? Only so many people can cross over to fill spots. There was no way. I mean, they had solidarity on their side and knew that they were going to be able to get more or closer to what they wanted, that's for sure. All right, it's interesting. This is something that I mentioned in the top when I cracked open the microphone, and I got this from Wendy. Kate, I've never emailed the show. I love it when people start that. I've never emailed the show, but I want you to know I'm here in the cheap seats listening whenever I can. So Biden is out on the road, and he's apparently was in Detroit, my hometown, and he was promoting electric cars. And he was promoting the future of what was going to happen as far as green, etc. And it was the visit to this General Motors plant that he was in that electric Hummer. There was lots of video that I happened to see of it because it was a big deal that he was in town. And he said that we're going to make sure jobs of the future end up here in Michigan and not in other parts of the world, and that Detroit is going to set a new pace for electric vehicles. Somehow I just have heard those words before, and I'm not so sure. I think that Detroit is going to lead the charge when it comes to these jobs with electric cars. In fact, I think so much is moving to Texas because of better breaks for the corporations. I don't know that that's what's going to happen in Detroit. I guess smart of the people around the president to make that stop in Michigan, especially with poor approval ratings. But I don't know how the electric car agenda is with zero emissions is really going to make some people feel warm and fuzzy. In fact, in Detroit, it may be for some quite the opposite. Well, not the opposite if there were jobs and if the press to have, you know, the press to have more electric cars, it becomes, we got to manufacture them. We got to, you know, we got to get them out there because we have all these orders and people are getting them. Well, you know, it's about supply and demand. So if there was the demand for it, then there would mean more jobs. And, you know, these charging stations, the reason I'm sure that was why the stop was there, because part of that infrastructure bill, remember, first you're on a bridge, and he was on a bridge in Rhode Island. Now the next day you're in Michigan, you're in an electric car, because part of that bill, some of that money, goes to charging stations, some of those EV charging stations, because the concern that a lot of people have is, are there going to be, if I can even afford an electric car, are there going to be charging stations? When people first started that could afford the really expensive electric cars, part of the problem was, wow, where do I charge up? Right? Where do I do this? Yeah. And so that's the idea. There's going to be more charging stations, and these cars are going to be affordable. We will see. All right. Last one quickly. Somebody asked about, and this was Jan, asked about, did I know about the partial lunar eclipse? I do. It's Thursday night. I do because I read it this morning. First or longest in 580 years Thursday night. They call it the Beaver Moon. 97% blocked by the darkest part of the Earth's shadow. Woohoo! Becomes a blood moon. I love blood moons.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hundreds of pastors showed up outside the Georgia courthouse where the trial of 3 men charged in the death of Ahmaud Arbery was held. They gathered in response to efforts by the defense to keep black ministers out of the courtroom. Reverend Al Sharpton.
We represent a God that'll make a way out of no way. And no lawyer can lock us out.
The defense has now rested its case. The trial is in recess until Monday. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has commuted the death sentence of Julius Jones just hours before he was scheduled to be executed. A crowd outside the prison broke out in song. Jones's sister Antoinette spoke about the call she had with her brother.
It's a blessing to be able to hear his voice and to know that he will still be alive.
This is USA Radio News. Forecasters are continuing to track the potential for a storm to impact Americans hitting the roads and skiers to beat the Thanksgiving travel rush next Wednesday. The biggest impact from the gathering storm will be strong winds, but heavy snow and drenching rains are also in the forecast. Meteorologists say a winter storm is expected over the Midwest this weekend. Wind gusts of up to 70 miles per hour are anticipated along some of the southern and eastern shores of the Great Lakes. A New York judge has granted exonerations for two men wrongfully convicted of killing civil rights leader Malcolm X in 1965. The exonerations of Muhammad Aziz and Khalil Islam were issued after Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance Jr. filed a motion seeking to vacate the convictions. Both men served 20 years in prison and were released in the mid-1980s. Aziz said the exonerations couldn't erase the decades of his life that were lost. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Very pleased to welcome to the show Thomas Silvera. You remember Elijah's Law. He's Elijah's father. And also Janice Molnar joins us. And Janice, you have a very long but important title. Tell us what you do for the state of New York.
I'm Deputy Commissioner for the Division of Child Care Services in the New York State Office of Children and Family Services. And what we do is we are the agency that regulates child daycare in New York State, among other things.
Yeah, and some of what we're going to talk about here is, Elijah's Law, obviously, and the question is your role in helping to pass legislation in New York, and where are we as far as all of that's concerned?
Well, the legislation passed in 2019, and one of the requirements of that legislation was that the New York State Department of Health and the New York State OCFS, the Office of Children and Family Services, work together to develop an anaphylaxis policy to help providers, child daycare providers, recognize the signs and symptoms of a severe allergic reaction, create a healthcare plan that addresses what they plan to do about it, and if they have any children with known allergies, how they would prevent allergic reactions. And the law also requires training for all child daycare providers, of which there are about 14,000 in the state of New York, regulated by OCFS. So child care centers, school-age child care, family-based programs, all of them fall under the umbrella and are required to comply with this policy. And we passed regulations just last month that require compliance with the policy. So we hope that what it does is add an extra layer of protection to children and offer parents the assurance that their children will be safe.
Yeah, boy, so important. And as you mentioned, of course, Elijah's Law passed in 2019, and now it's, I think, the layers of what does that mean and the awareness. And because of Elijah's Law, I think it really has raised that level of awareness. Thomas, what does this mean to you now, even hearing Janice talk about this new statewide policy and how important this is and how many kids could be saved?
Wow, it's very important. Not just to my family, but to know that there are actually this level of protection for young children. You know, when a parent drops their kid off at school, you know, they want to have peace of mind, you know, picking up their kid and not receiving a phone call that, you know, that states that, you know, there has been an emergency if your child has, you know, suffered an allergic reaction to something, you know. And, you know, after the passing of my son, you know, my wife and I, we, you know, I couldn't stress it enough, is that even in our grief, you know, we wanted to channel, take that grief and put it into action and try to, but we worked with local officials like Assemblyman Al Taylor and now Lieutenant Governor Brian Benjamin to put together a piece of legislation that becomes the staple and the gold standard of how child care centers should be monitoring and responding to the event of an allergic reaction and anaphylaxis. And having OCFS being on board and all of us pushing these types of guidelines so these centers can be in compliance, it just sends a big staple that, you know, New York knows what to do and how to implement programs that will put these in place to protect children who have food allergies or non-food allergy specifics.
Yeah, Thomas, tell us about the foundation that you've got and the commitment to developing comprehensive anaphylaxis programs to provide that safe learning environment for infants and children so parents don't have to go through what you and your wife went through.
Yeah, absolutely. That's not, you know, we don't want parents to be in the same group of people who have lost a child, you know, as ourselves, you know. And the Elijah Alavi Foundation was founded in my son's memory to ensure that all infant and children with severe food allergies have a safe space to learn and to socialize in their daycare centers. And, you know, working with a network of organizations and professionals, also OCFS, providing this level of care and access to free education as well. Like, our foundation provides free education, you know, that helps you understand the signs and symptoms, how to mitigate risk. And with OCF's free training, these educators can have these access to get the access online and also understand it and take the training and also know that they have access to epinephrine, a free auto injector that they can, epinephrine auto injector that they can get for their childcare centers in the event of, you know, something happening to a child with an allergic reaction. You know, it's there for them to have that level of protection. It's so important. I'm always stressing, like, you know, when people go get their AED or their CPR certification, do you get it to get the job or do you get it in the event you need to save someone's life? So this law is, it adds that gold standard and that level of protection to save someone's life.
Wow. I love it.
And if I could just add, so
go ahead.
I was just going to add that OCFS is partnering with Health First to make non-patient specific epinephrine auto injectors available to child care providers. Thomas mentioned them. So they're free, and each program, all 14,000 of them, can get two once they take the training. All they have to do is ask, and we will send it.
Wow, so important. I love that Thomas Janice said that, and you just piggybacked on it, that it's not just going through the, you know, memorizing the ropes of, okay, I'm qualifying for this. I think that will really, in a sense, and I don't know how to really phrase this right, but hold people accountable, hold their feet to the fire that, hey, I really know this, so that you don't end up in one of those situations. And I look at this legislation and how important it is, and I guess this is really a question for both of you, and I guess I'll start with you, Thomas. The legislation, I think, is the first of its kind. I don't know if it's been implemented in other parts of the country, but if it hasn't, would that be your push to help other people around the country be aware of it as well?
Yes. New York has set the gold standard of this legislation, and it is the very first of its kind to get done in New York State. And New York State championed everything that's been going on to push the momentum of Elijah's law for these child care centers and so forth. And it is our goal to make sure that this law in other states are implemented as well. And it's our main goal, not just by state, but also as a national legislation, you know, because we need that level of care, that level of protection just for children. You know, the children, you know, not just for the children now, but those who are coming in within the future.
Yeah. And again, it goes back to what can happen that you just don't know what can happen. And so raising that level as to what happened with Elijah and how important this law is that was enacted in 2019 for everybody listening in the United States, about 1 in 13 children are impacted by food allergies. 1 in 13. That is such a high number. And Janice, for you, when you look at the legislation, it's all about sharing, right, and reaching out to other networks that may reach out to you to see how it's being implemented.
Right. And we are more than available as far as, you know, other states are concerned, questions from within New York State. We have a website that has a lot of information available on it about allergies in general, about severe allergic reactions, again, what to do, about the law, about the policy, at ocfs.ny.gov. So we encourage parents, not just providers, but parents and the general public to learn more about this very serious thing. As you mentioned, 1 in 13 kids, that's a lot of kids. And again, not all of them might even know that they have an allergy until they are exposed to that specific allergen. So it's really critical.
Absolutely.
Do what we can to get the word out.
Yeah, Thomas, last one for you. So for parents that are listening to this, and there are a lot, grandparents and aunts, et cetera, I know that I used to drop my nephew off at daycare all the time, and I wasn't asking a lot of questions. What questions should people be asking, and how, when they're looking for the right daycare, what should they do? Where should they go?
You know, Janice has said, they need to ask questions, ask their childcare, educators, their providers, have they been trained through OCFS? Do they have the stock at the non-patient specific stock epinephrine, which is a life-saving medication? You know, we strongly encourage these childcare programs to take advantage of everything that OCFS is offering, and, you know, and also what the Elijah LFV Foundation is offering as well. You know, there's so much information that can educate these centers and these educators to protect children. And, you know, going to ocfs.ny.gov and the Elijah LFV Foundation.org can provide you with getting direct information to OCFS or providing you with the level of information to get educated as well.
Yeah. Thomas and Janice, thank you both for this interview. It's terrific. I think it's such important information. You've got the websites. Definitely inform yourself, people. And thank you both.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The show, you say things aren't funny anymore. Where is the funny? I think there's a lot of funny out there, and a lot of funny on the ridiculous side, right? Not on the nasty side, on the ridiculous side. So I got a couple for you. One of them is a road hog named Papa Pig that is backing up traffic in South Carolina. This is a true story. The hog's name really is Papa Pig, not Pippa Pig, the show that all the kids are watching. And this is in York County. So the sheriff's office, as all law enforcement do these days, they communicate through tweets, right, to tell you when traffic is messed up. And the sheriff's office tweeted that two lanes of a road in that county were closed because of a large pig blocking the road and causing onlookers delays. It's a cute pig. People wanted to take selfies and pictures. Deputies stayed with the pig to ensure it was safe until its owners could be found, because there was tweets all over the place trying to find the owners. Kind of like a lost dog. Lost pig, you are blocking traffic. Does anyone know who this road hog is? Who can load him up and take him home? Come get him. When the owners were found, they showed up to get the pig, but they had another problem. Apparently, Papa Pig is so large, he broke the trailer his owners had. So they had to bring a horse trailer and load him up in the horse trailer because they didn't have a way to get him into their hauler. So it took a long time, but finally, and the officers were so sweet to share a video of the pig stepping out of the trailer, safe at home. And it was a perfect time for a public service announcement. People are getting so clever and so funny. And so what they said as they had this video rolling is one of the officers from the sheriff's office said, "While we have your attention, Mr. Papa Pig asks you to please lock your cars tonight and bring your valuables inside." Clever. Never, ever waste a road hog moment. I used to think that was a myth, that people would talk about, oh, you know, cattle block the road or sheep block the road, until two things happened. I went to Ireland, and there really were sheep that blocked the road, and I was with another American, and we thought it was so funny that we veered our car off the road and into the pen that they had for them. Luckily, the people also had a sense of humor, so we were okay. And then when I first moved to Texas, there were warnings about cattle blocking a major highway that was very close to the city of Dallas. And sure enough, it was. There were cattle that had gotten out of a trailer, and they were walking right by the cars. Right by the cars. It was, like, for real. It's crazy. All right, so sticking on the animal theme that really has gotten me going today. This is a true story, too, as well. You know, the people that work at convenience stores, they see all kinds of things. But imagine you're at the 7-Eleven, and you hear that familiar ringing of the door when somebody opens the door. But this time, when the door rings, enter a brown bear instead. Not a person, but a brown bear. And this happened in Lake Tahoe, in that area. So what's interesting, it's in, and this video went viral, whatever search engine you use, you can easily look up the bear casually walking into a 7-Eleven. I looked at TikTok. Somebody had sent me TikTok where that video was really shared, and there was more than 5, 6, 7 million views at least by now. And what happened was, it was near the Squaw Valley Ski Resort, which now they call Palisades Tahoe and Truckee, and they're right there by Lake Tahoe. And the clip shows the bear just walking through the front door and continuing to hold the door open. And so then there is a hand sanitizer machine. So the bear accidentally sort of triggers the hand sanitizer machine with his nose, and it looks like he's trying to kind of wipe it on himself, so it seems almost intentional, like, oh, even the bears sanitize themselves because of COVID, and holds the door open with his right hand or paw, whichever is correct. I'm assuming really it's paw. And the left hand looks like it's really right there under the sanitizer machine. And he did it a couple of times. And then he eventually walks out. It was the craziest, craziest thing. So I have to say, it was unplanned. It's a sort of a perfect public service announcement in a way. And if I'm working behind that counter, mic drop. I mean, really, it's very, very cool to see this bear go in. And, you know, bears aren't something you normally really want to spend a lot of time with. And what would you do? I mean, what? And she's sort of screaming in the video behind the counter, but you just have to let it play out, I guess. And so, of course, no matter what the moment is, whether you are trembling or not, you do have that phone that has the camera. So naturally there was some pretty incredible video, like I said. It looks as though it's, I mean, it looks as though it's intentional, right? But it's really not, but it just kind of looks that way. So bravo for brown bears. We've had a couple of strange things happen with bears and some of the encounters that have happened with people this past year. And maybe part of that is because of COVID, especially even last year we saw this, that a lot of animals were leaving their habitats and they were popping up on city streets and places where you normally, of course, would never see them do that before because of the population. And so maybe things have still kind of shifted in that direction, I'm thinking. That could be what it is, right? A thing to make you just kind of smile, maybe not necessarily laugh out loud, and it's something I talk a little bit about in the next hour of the show, but Betty White, believe it or not, Golden Girl, Betty White, and from Mary Tyler Moore Show days, is turning 100 years old in January. Now that is a life well lived, because yes, she's 100. She's still popping up in cameos in various movies and things, right? It wasn't too long ago that she was the star of those Snickers commercials that were so clever that I think started that huge campaign that still goes on today. But Insurer Choice Mutual is going to pay the winner of a contest they're having, you know, who knows Betty White the best kind of thing, $1,000 to watch 10 hours of her movies to celebrate her 100th birthday, which the exact date is January 17th. So they're looking on their website for someone who adores Betty White and says that the candidate is probably already planning to binge 10 hours of her classics, but now they would get paid to do it. And what's so funny is the prize is a DVD player. Yeah, they still have those. A DVD player and Betty White DVDs. So all you have to do is watch in 24 hours. You have to watch all 10 hours and then document it on social media. But you have to explain what your her favorite role was and favorite things about her and all that kind of stuff. So we'll see who they end up picking. I bet they're just an avalanche of people that will apply to do this, right? I think the Snickers was, in recent times, it's a commercial, I know, but I think that's the funniest thing ever. Her deadpan one-liners are hilarious in those spots that are maybe 8 years old, 7 years old. Just thinking out loud. Hashtag live to be 100 like Betty White. Thanks for listening.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.